Hi, welcome to the Navigators First Responder Ministry podcast. My name is Chris Green and I'm your host. Join us today as we talk to Art Allen on the importance of using the Cross T-Paths or Cross Paths tool. You can download this for free at navigatorsresponder.org. Art, we're going to continue with your chart. So they're, I think we're starting right here. They're starting to cross over. They're going from non-believer to new believer. Let's pick up a little bit where we left off. They're right there, ready to cross here in your chart. Take it from there.
Yeah. So on this cross paths matrix chart, as those that you're helping come to believe by crossing the bridge, believing in Christ, they're now characterized as new believers, and that can be more defined as like a babe in Christ, a freshman, or in the first responder world, a probie.
Right.
So they're new babies. They're characterized by maybe some. They're still ignorant of their needs in the faith. They lack wisdom. They have, now that Christ is in them, they have changing desires and maybe some focus. They're able to share their basic salvation experience. They know what happened to them, right? And they're learning the basic identity of Christ, that he's Lord, that he's the Savior. But they still might have sinful lifestyles.
Yeah.
That things don't change immediately. It's a process. So when we drop down into the second horizontal section, the ministry phase, we call that nurturing.
So here we're, as disciple makers, we're focused on nurturing them.
Right, we're nurturing a brand new babe in Christ. So what does a brand new babe need? They need protection, right? They need a safe environment. They need milk, something that's going to nourish them. They can't eat solid food yet.
Right.
They need cleaning,
right?
And that's helping them to identify sin and that type of thing. And then assurance of salvation, that they are in Christ. And that they're accepted into this new family,
right,
that they have.
Yeah.
So what are our actions of love for them? We're going to help them with their issues. We're going to exhort them. We're going to lead. We're going to show them how. Type situation.
So, and this is like they're brand new. If they're a probie or a brand new cop, they just walk in the door, and they're wide-eyed here, ready to kind of receive all this info. They know where they are. You know, where's the locker room, all that. That's what's happening here. And you're helping. You're basically giving them orientation. Right.
Right, right. So that brings us to the training objectives. What do you do with a new believer? Well, you help them to learn about their new life that they have, this life in Christ and what he's calling us to.
New creation.
Yes, and also their new enemy.
Right.
Their old father is now their enemy, and he's after him. He was always their enemy, but now that's going to be more pronounced. And their new family. They now have, they're in the body of Christ.
Right.
And they have
brothers and sisters around the world.
Right. Yeah. The provision of God right there. So you're going to, again, teach them on assurances, what that looks like. Help them further develop their story, their testimony. Teach them what Christ said about baptism. And teach them what this lordship now looks like as a believer. And you're going to introduce them to the Word of God and to the doctrines of the Word of God. So that's the objectives. So some helpful tools and books that might be used, and I just got a few here. Again, make this your own. Put your stuff in there that helps
based
you.
Based on your own, when you grew, what tools and resources helped you the most? Exactly.
Right. So obviously a helpful tool is a testimony. Your own, and then teaching them how to do theirs. How to have a daily devotion time or a quiet time.
Right.
How to spend time with the Lord. You're going to have to show them that. There's a neat little study. It's called The Lessons on Assurance, put out by the Navigators, and I use that a lot because that's five promises of the Word of God and for a new believer.
And that's part of, I think, isn't that part of our 2-7 series? Isn't the Lessons of Assurance part of the 2-7?
Yeah, there's a lot of mixture of all that
right.
in there, and they're broken down in different books. And then the Scripture memory.
TMS.
When you get the Word of God in your heart, it's there. Yeah. And it helps you. The Spirit of God brings that to me.
When I came to the Navigators, the most challenging thing for me, I didn't have a great I've been a believer from, you know, several decades. I didn't have a great memory skill set. And then the Navigators, Topical Memory System, or we call it TMS, was really challenging for me. So, and I really believe having, you know, just like firearms training, you got to be ready to use your tools and memorizing and repeating it over and over, so that when the crisis happens, you're ready to use your tool.
That's right. And then a book that might be very helpful is this one I have down here, is More Than a Carpenter.
Yeah, great.
Great picture of the gospel and what happened there. But that, and that's the thing, is many Christians don't have any confidence in sharing the gospel because they don't know it well.
Right.
They don't know how to explain it. And that's what you do right away with a new believer. So once you got someone on this side of the cross and starting to mature, they can help a lost person.
Yeah.
They have a testimony now, just like Jesus
said. It's got to be one step ahead of the next guy.
That's right. Just like Jesus said to the demoniac that he just healed, go and tell your people what God had done for you, how he had mercy on you.
Yeah. In my past, I was reluctant to have a new believer start doing what I was doing. But I realized, I mean, like a cop, you start, you know, if they're a brand new cop and you're the FTO and you're going to let them do a little bit as they do it, even though they're brand new, they're still learning it. They don't even know all the laws and stuff. You're going to let them kind of just start practicing. Firefighters do the same thing. You got to let them start practicing.
If you don't do that right up front, then it just becomes disinformation.
That's huge.
And not practice.
That's awesome.
Okay. So maybe a helpful illustration at the very bottom there would be the wheel illustration, showing them what a healthy life in Christ looks like, a balanced walk with Christ.
And just very clear, quickly, we don't have the wheel here. Describe the wheel just using real quick language.
There's a wheel, looks like with four spokes. Yeah. There's a hub in the middle, and that's Christ. The vertical spoke is your relationship with God, with prayer, and the Word of God. And then
your devotional life, making sure.
Yeah, and then your horizontal spokes are how you deal with people in the faith and those who are not in the faith. So having those spokes balanced in your life where Christ is in the center, you got a healthy, obedient lifestyle with Christ. And he provides the power, the turning force, and so you're moving if those spokes are. Now, if those spokes are short on one end and not good at witnessing on one end, then that might be a rough ride for a while because Christ wants to be center
and just as
obedience in all those areas.
Helpful thing for all of our listeners and people watching on the video, these tools are on our website and you can download them. We'll make sure they're all available.
Right.
All right, so they're a non-believer. They've come to Christ. They're now a new believer. Now we're ready to move them over.
Yes, but one of the, just like with the non-believer, pitfalls.
That's
are
right.
There.
Okay.
If one of the main, again, the main pitfall is no help.
Right.
They need to know. Someone needs to help them to see and to understand what moving forward looks like.
Let's talk about that for just a second. This is what separates us as navigators and disciple makers. This is what separates a disciple maker from just a person leading people to Christ. So many organizations, they get them over, they're a new believer, they're ready to go, and the church almost just usually, okay, we're done, we're moving on, go get another one. It's this mass evangelism type thinking. So here is where I think the rubber meets the road. This is where you're ready to go deeper. You're saying, nope, we're not done, we're going deeper. So and oftentimes I think people have these no help because people don't, I mean, we get them, we're like, okay, they're saved, we're good, let's go to the next guy.
Yeah.
So
or get them in a larger group, but no personal one-to-one
help.
And so,
so these pitfalls become important, so let's recognize that.
Yeah, so some of those pitfalls can be just needs that are not met. They're still struggling with some stuff.
Yeah.
The lifestyle, the sinful lifestyle needs to be addressed.
So what you're saying, though, is that I am not the only one. When I came to Christ, I wasn't the only one who still had sin in my life. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
all right. A little sarcasm to help us out.
There you go. So there might still be some addictions that need to be identified and dealt with that can hold them back, and that causes guilt. And then false teaching that they grew up with, it still has to be dealt with in the doctrines and the scriptures. And so once that once you can deal with those things, you can help a person move into where they're growing as a Christian. And I call that the growing Christian phase. And that may be like a child, a journeyman, but in maybe in the first responder world, a trainee.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Right. They're done with the academy. They're out a new believer. They're done with the academy. Now they're hitting the road. Yeah, right. For the first time.
Right. Yep. So what might characterize them is that they're spiritually learning. They're starting mm-hmm. to understand spiritual things. They're seeking.
Yep.
They're starting to ask questions. They're trying to share their faith. They're asking biblical questions. They're identifying with Christ openly. They're in fellowship
yep.
with other church folks as the church, the body of Christ. And they're starting to have a consistent quiet time, the daily devotion. They're acknowledging sin in their life, and they're teachable.
Yeah. I love Howard Hendricks. He always said the best disciple is the one that's teachable.
That's right. And we call them, I use the term fat, and I spell it FHAT, faithful, heart for God, available, and teachable.
Yeah.
And then I go a little further and call them fat cats, which is a Christian actively training.
Got
moving
it.
Forward. And so, so this is, when we move down to the ministry phase, now what do we do with someone in this category of maturity and understanding and faith?
This is the growing Christian.
This is the growing Christian, and so we call this establishing. We're getting them the word in community, deeper devotion, and in modeling. We're modeling for them. What of our actions of love? Again, modeling and teaching. Now, as you notice on this chart, as you'll see, there's a little plus in there in the vertical column in between the two maturity phases. That means it's that plus these other things we're adding.
You're
to
adding on, but you still got to go back and refresh their memory of the other tools. That's right. So just so those of you who aren't seeing this, you have the non-believer in that, the critical ministry phase is your evangelizing and witnessizing. Then you have the new believer, and the key thing you're doing is nurturing them. Now we have the growing Christian, and what he's saying is now you're establishing them. So keep that in mind as you're thinking this through.
Yes, you're getting this foundation solid. And so some training objectives in this area would be their identity in Christ, helping them to really firm that up, putting Christ first in their life, living life at the wheel. They've already seen it, and they're further developing that, living life at the wheel, abiding in Christ. What that looks like. Again, training on the gospel, going further, deeper, being able to explain each area of the gospel with more understanding. Dealing with the great commands and the great commission. Looking at what holiness is, how to live a holy life, a pure life. Again, memorizing scripture. Looking at what it means to have victory over sin. They've started identifying sin. Now what does it look like to have victory over sin? Learning about God's will for their general life and then maybe in specifics. And then what it means to bear fruit in their life and multiply. So some helpful tools and books would be, now this is the LOCL, I call it. It's the Lessons on Christian Living. It's eight more chapters of study in some of the doctrines of the scriptures. And the first one dealing with putting Christ first. Then the Design for Discipleship series, great tools to help. Again, there's lots of studies out there. These are some traditional ones that you can use. Writing out a belief statement. What do I believe?
Mm-hmm. This helps because you're going to be called a witness.
That's right.
Witnessizing, so this will help them.
You want to equip them. And then, again, working on being able to share those stories of hope out of the scriptures. So some helpful illustrations in this area. Again, learning how to share the bridge. The prayer, word, and will of God hands. Those are all navigator tools that you can learn.
Again, on our website.
Yeah. And one that I developed called the middleman, and I can further explain that one. The line illustration, and another one I developed, which is called the pen illustration. Great tools to help illustrate biblical truths in discipleship and growing in your faith.
That's awesome. All right, we're now about ready to move to the next column. There's another pitfall. So we're going to go from new believer to we just finished growing Christian. Now we're ready to move over to the next column.
Yeah, and I'll skip, not skip through these, but kind of just briefly go over these.
Yeah.
But again, you're adding two. And so now we have the area of a pitfall that might keep someone from, as a growing Christian, from moving into ministering as a disciple and engaging people effectively. And that might be, again, no help.
Yep.
You know, no one helping point things
out. Seems like
out.
A common theme for all these pitfalls. That's right. The moment the dude has to do it or the gal has to do it alone, it's almost a no-win
when
situation.
When I was on my own, I didn't grow. But that's when right. I had somebody speaking into my life, it changed my life. So
got it.
And so they're still dealing with some sin maybe. Pride. Pride starts to heap, well up inside of them, like, ooh, look what I'm able to do and know. And then that kind of can turn into self-righteousness. And then being complacent. Oh, this is, I'm good. Things are fine. And so this moves into a ministering disciple, which may be someone like a teenager, apprentice, however you want to describe it. Maybe in the first responder world, lieutenant.
Yep, they're starting to go up the rank. They got the job. They know it.
And then so what characterizes them? I dealt with a fat man. I just mentioned that. They're following, abiding, sharing their testimony. They're imitating. They're those who are helping them out. They're being fruitful. Mm-hmm. They're learning to love people, and put their time and effort there. So we call this the equipping phase. Mm-hmm. We're equipping them further, developing them to where they're going to be self-sufficient in many, many ways, especially in getting into the Word, that kind of thing. So, and then you can just go through each area of objectives, helpful tools and books, illustration. I got many things there.
And let me, so we got a few minutes left just on this one. We're going to have one more with this, but let me challenge some of you to think about this. Usually when you meet someone and you feel called to help them become a disciple maker, you're not necessarily starting at the beginning. You usually get them somewhere along this line. Most of the guys I've discipled were already a new believer or growing Christian, and they got stuck or got left behind. So one thing I would challenge you to do is get to know the person, listen to them, go back and pray for them, and use this cross paths to say, oh, that's where he's at. And they might be between a couple phases, but that will give you a great sense of where to start with them.
Yes, and going back to shore up weak areas in their life, like sharing their faith might be one. So, yeah, very good point, Chris. And so then as that person begins ministering and getting very skilled at that, being fruitful, then they might move into a phase of maturity that we might call a leader, a disciple maker, disciple that type maker, of thing.
That's right.
So you might call that a captain.
They're a captain. They just got promoted.
They're over others that are helping others in a ministry context. And so, again, there's what characterizes them. And the scripture calls them the few, right?
Yeah.
And pray the Lord of the harvest for laborers to be thrust out into his fields. But they're showing Christ-likeness. Mm-hmm. They're self-developing, that kind of thing. And we call this the encouraging and maybe extending ministry phase, where you're launching them into maybe their own ministry, sending them off in the world somewhere to minister deeply.
That's great. So this chart is going to be very helpful. We're going to do one more. We'll be back in just a few to continue talking. We're going to talk about how to use this chart with our prayer and focus list so that you can begin praying for them actively. And we'll give a good summary. And again, you can download all of these material, or we'll have a link to where to download it at navigatorsresponder.org, navigatorsresponder.org. And we'll be right back. Thank you.